Father Paulino Tipo Deng, chairperson of Upper Nile Religious Initiative for Peace and Reconciliation, says more than 70,000 South Sudanese returnees and Sudanese refugees have crossed into South Sudan through Upper Nile State. He says majority of refugees and returnees entering South Sudan through Jouda checkpoint are still stuck at the checkpoints, while others are temporarily residing in Paloj, Renk, Malakal, and Maban.
Some organizations, especially the IOM, the Caritas of Malakal Diocese, and the UNHCR, have been transporting the refugees and the returnees from Jouda to Renk and Malakal. There are also some organizations like World Food Program and others who are trying to supply the refugees and the returnees with food plus other needs. Nevertheless, these efforts are meager because the situation is much more demanding.
The church leaders say the influx of refugees and returnees due to the conflict in Sudan adds to some of the existing problems, like internal displacements caused by flooding and violent conflicts among armed factions in Upper Nile and Greater Fanjak in 2022.
You know, this area, the population was less. And now with the abrupt arrival of so many, then we see that even the prices have gone up strongly. This is number one. For example, myself, I was among the team, and when I went there to Rang, I bought this bottle of water, 1,000, while in Juba here is 150.
Reverend Elijah Riakchol, the Secretary General of the Upper Nile Religious Initiative for Peace and Reconciliation, says urgent interventions are needed from the national and state governments, as well as aid agencies, to support the returnees to reach their various destinations.
If the situation is going to increase, and what will be the result? Because if you are going to have anger and you don't have food, now you are going to take out of somebody. Even the good, you are going to loot. Now the crime will arise in all South Sudan, and the problem will be still on our neck.
On Wednesday, Nicola Saysom, the special representative of the Secretary General of the United Nations Mission in South Sudan, warned that if the Sudanese conflict continues, there will be significant security, economic, and humanitarian consequences for South Sudan. For VOA News, I'm Wake Simon Wudu in Juba.